Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for the beautiful rain. And we thank you for the rain of righteousness. Thank you, Lord, that you created light and darkness so that we may know you from the rising of the sun to the going down. So thank you that you sent Jesus like the rain that brought life here on earth to us again so we can turn to you, know you, and experience you on earth. Day by day basis, in Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Romans 1, verse 21 to 23. Throughout human history, the fingerprints of God were upon them, yet they refused to honor him as God or even be thankful for his kindness. Instead, they entertained corrupt and foolish thoughts about what God was like. This left them with nothing but misguided hearts, steeped in moral darkness. Although claiming to be wise, they were in fact shallow fools. For only a fool would trade the unfading splendor of the immortal God to worship the fading image of other humans, idols made to look like people, animals, birds, and even creeping reptiles.
You praise God, eh? It's so true, you know. See, throughout human history, God's fingerprints were there. And we know he supersedes all, everything. Amen. God the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and their angels, as opposed to the kingdom of darkness, the devil and a third of the angels had all became demons now. So it's just important to remember some facts, like it says, they're not thankful for his kindness. I was talking just a couple of days ago to a brother, and we were referring to when we were in the kingdom of darkness, and it was just, if God's hand was not on us there, the devil would have taken us out. If he had supreme authority in his kingdom towards man, he would take out every person out there. God's hand is still upon them enough so they haven't been taken out, because the devil has got one motive: to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. But praise God, it's an opportunity for them, as it was for us, to hear the gospel and let our misguided heart that was being deceived and seduced by the evil one turn to the living God, because it's from the heart we believed and with the mouth we confessed and we entered into salvation. So God hasn't left just darkness. The dark, he created the light and he created the darkness so that we may know him, that we actually run away from the perversity, that we see the perversity as our enemy that comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what we fight against. We fight against these powers and principalities of darkness. But praise God, we got the victory. We got all the answers in Jesus to get stronger as we look to him, as we press on. So the darkness, the devil, is like our sparring partner. We will not be tested beyond what we can handle. The important thing is knowing the truth and holding fast to the truth and then persevering, and you overcome. And that's what it's all about, guys, growing in this wonderful love and goodness that has been made available to us through God the Father's love, Jesus coming, paying the ultimate price, and he's now ruling, he's King of Kings. So all authority has been given to him, and we are in him, we are his body. And as we look to him, we grow into the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. So guys, the big reality is the goodness of God is here. His kingdom is here. His favor is here. His presence is here. His word is here to awaken us morning by morning so we can arise and shine. Isaiah 50 from verse 4 to 11 points it out. So beautiful. And therefore, we let him build. Let him light the fire. And in the next chapter, we've got some important things there where it says that we, the kindness of God is there to bring us to repentance. And whether you're in darkness or you're in the light, you can know that God's goodness is the thing that motivates. God's goodness is the thing that blesses you and lifts you out of darkness. So take hold of God's goodness, like it says, and that those who continue to do good see glory, honor, and immortality. Guys, we don't do good to stay sinners and believe we're sinners. We don't do good to please God. We do good because we are pleasing to Him, and we are His workmanship for good works laid out there for us. So when we look into the Lord and pushing into the Lord, benefits come that build up, lift up, strengthen, and move you into the perfect life, good life. Why? So that you can be lights in the world, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. I love 2 Corinthians 3:18. Beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, we are changed from one degree of glory to the next. So what does that say to us, guys? That says when we look to the glory of the Lord, what's the glory of the Lord? It comes from His opinion, and it is His splendor. When we look to His opinion, we look to His splendor, we look to His glory, there is place for us. Why? Because we are children of the Most High God. He is great, He is beautiful, He is lifted up, King of kings, and we are His body that He loves. We are His bride that He loves. So wake to righteousness and sin no more. Get too busy with the good to do the bad. And when the darkness comes and the messenger of Satan comes to buffet you, stand fast, for His grace is your sufficiency. We've got more than enough, and we are not tested beyond what we can handle, and God is there to show us the way of escape. So don't be deceived. We've seen already in the chapter, our conscience bears witness that there's a God. The creation bears witness that there is a God. And then we need to come to that place of realizing we're foolish when we turn away from the living God and then believe lies and then fall into false worship and being deceived. No, we are children of the light, made for the light, made to know God, experience God, walk with God, and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.